Welcome to this introduction to hypnosis. I'm Callie Matsuhashi, a licensed professional counselor and certified hypnotherapist. I've prepared this CD for you to listen to in advance of your first session so that you'll have a better understanding of hypnosis and feel comfortable and ready for our sessions together. You may have some questions about hypnosis, about how it works, is it safe, and is it effective? The purpose of this CD is to answer those kinds of questions. Following this introduction to hypnosis is a self-hypnosis recording which you can enjoy and use as a warm-up to your sessions, if you like. One of the first questions you might be thinking is, can I be hypnotized? Well, according to a number of research studies, anyone of normal intelligence or above can be hypnotized once they've been properly introduced to the experience. Hypnosis is simply a state of mental focus, a state we've all experienced, sometimes even several times a day. Anyone who's ever enjoyed a daydream has experienced a state that is very similar to what we call hypnosis. Most people who drive will experience what's called highway hypnosis. This is a state of mental focus that gets you to your destination without exactly remembering the details of the drive. I often experience this state of focus when I'm working at my computer. Before I know it, I've spent a couple of hours on the keyboard, and yet it seemed only like 10 or 15 minutes. My mind was so focused on what I was doing that I let go my awareness of outside events and even the time. Even though nearly anyone can be hypnotized, it's important to remember that it's also a skill, much like musical talent or athletic ability. Some people are born with it. But even if a person doesn't have a great natural ability, they can still learn the skills they need to do well at it. As with so many things, people experiencing hypnosis get better with practice and experience. I'm sure you'll find this to be true for you too. Another question you might be thinking about hypnosis is, will I be giving the hypnotist power or control over me? The answer is no. You always remain in control, and I can't make a person do anything they don't want to do. For example, if someone came to me to stop smoking, but he or she was only coming to please their spouse or a doctor and didn't really want to quit, chances are high that this person would not be successful with hypnosis. Even in a deep state of hypnosis, you always have the power to accept or reject a suggestion, or to share or not share with me your thoughts or feelings. You always retain control over your thinking and your actions. Some people are concerned that they might not remember what was talked about while under hypnosis. Usually, people will have a clear memory of what was worked on in the session. Occasionally, a person will go into a very deep state of trance and might not remember every detail, but will still recall feeling in control at all times and very comfortable with the process. Now that you know you can be hypnotized and you won't be giving over control to anyone, you might be wondering how hypnosis works. One way to understand the process is to think of the mind as being made up of three parts: the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the unconscious mind. Each of these parts of the mind has a specific purpose and protective functions for the self. First, the unconscious mind is the part of your mind that handles all of your involuntary physical processes, your heart beating, your blood pressure, and it generates the physiological experiences of emotion. For example, when it causes tears to flow when you feel sad and cry. Next, the subconscious mind is like a vast library of information, or the hard disk on a computer. The subconscious mind holds within it all of your experiences in life, your memories, your habits, and your beliefs about yourself and the world. Finally, the conscious mind is the part that is rational and analytical, the part of your mind that manages everyday problem solving. When you were born, you operated primarily through the unconscious mind. Little by little, you began accumulating experiences that were stored in the subconscious mind. Remember, the subconscious mind is like a huge database of videos or DVDs recording everything you experience or see or learn. When it records information, it does so quite literally. A child's mind records the messages it hears or sees played out in the family or school as truth. until that time when enough information has been collected and the subconscious mind begins to filter new incoming information. We call this filtering function of the subconscious mind the critical factor. Once your critical factor is formed, sometime during the teenage years, habits and beliefs become set, and change can be more difficult. The beauty of hypnosis is that it allows us to access the subconscious mind. Without hypnosis, accessing what is there, the habits, beliefs, and memory, can be difficult. Here's an example. Let's say you read a magazine article that said you should exercise 5 days a week for 30 minutes each time. You think to yourself, I should do that. I'm going to start exercising 5 days a week, 30 minutes each time. If that new thought, which you'd like to establish as a new habit for better health, is consistent with your existing beliefs, habits, and experiences, this will be an easy change to accomplish. Your critical factor will compare the incoming information, I'm going to exercise 5 days a week, to the existing information. If it's a match, the change happens pretty easily. If it's not a match, however, the change isn't so easy. Continuing with this example, if you had never had a regular exercise routine established, or you had tried but failed in the past, your critical factor would likely reject the conscious attempt at change. Again, this is why hypnosis is such a valuable tool for positive change. Hypnosis allows us to bypass the critical factor. In fact, that's part of the definition of what hypnosis is, a bypass of the critical factor. We can use hypnosis to examine and change the existing beliefs or habits by first bypassing the critical factor and then giving suggestions or using other appropriate techniques to bring about the desired change easily and comfortably. It's important for you to know that hypnosis is a very safe procedure. The use of hypnosis has been recognized by the American Medical Association since 1958. Using hypnosis, I find that my clients can bring about change in their lives more quickly and more effectively than without it. Hypnosis is truly a powerful tool for change. Hypnosis is natural and normal. It's not mind control. It's a partnership between you and me. Hypnosis doesn't require any special powers on my part. It's simply a matter of learning and mastering certain techniques that I can use to help you make the changes you're interested in making. And hypnosis isn't sleep. You will be awake and aware for the entire session. Simply focus on the instructions I'll give, and together we'll work as a team to achieve the benefits you are seeking. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this introduction to hypnosis. If you have any questions at all about hypnosis, please be sure to discuss them with me at your first session, or feel free to give me a call before then. As I mentioned earlier, this CD contains a self-hypnosis track. To use it, simply find a place where you can comfortably sit or lie down, and where you can safely close your eyes, and you'll have about 20 minutes or so without interruptions. Begin the self-hypnosis track and follow the instructions and suggestions I give. In just a matter of minutes, you'll be experiencing the benefits of focusing your mind and sharpening your concentration as you enter a wonderful state of relaxation and hypnosis.